From the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 through 6. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, a quotation from Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 11 through 12, on the loving chastisement from the Lord. Chastisement means loving correction. Chastisement is not judgment. Chastisement is not punishment, although it feels often in this way. But chastisement is loving correction from the Lord towards his children, that they may avoid judgment and avoid fierce consequences based on wrong choices. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24 states, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes or often. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18 states, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. We as parents, caregivers, understand the importance of loving correction. As the youth, in their folly, make decisions and choices that are harmful, we are there to correct them and steer them back on the right path, so those choices don't turn into disaster and ruin their life. We do not chastise them out of anger, nor chastise them to the point of abuse. Loving chastisement, loving correction, often can save an individual from disastrous choices later on. The Bible is complete with examples of God's chastisement towards his people. Most often, the children of Israel has received chastisement and correction based on their wandering off the righteous path from the Lord. They fall into bad decisions that becomes harmful individually and harmful as a nation. The book of Jeremiah teaches in part that God is speaking through Jeremiah that the children of Israel receive correction for their wandering astray from the king of Babylon. God often chastises and overthrows nations with nations. And here the children of Israel are given admonishment from the Lord through Jeremiah to serve the king of Babylon and live. In other words, accept chastisement, accept correction from the king of Babylon coming to put them in temporary bondage, that they may turn from their wicked ways and return to the Lord. There are those today, however, that refuse chastisement. They say, all is well. This is my life. Leave me alone. Individuals that continue to refuse the chastisement of the Lord will often fall into the trap of Proverbs 29, verse 1, which states, he that being often reproved or corrected, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. The old folk used to say it this way, a hard head leads to a soft behind. Or they would say, you're cruising for a bruising. Individuals that refuse to come out of relationships they should not be in. Individuals that refuse to apologize when they know they should. Individuals that refuse to change their behavior are rejecting the love and correction of the Lord and will receive judgment. Loving correction allows us to avoid the judgment to come. The Lord chastens us out of love. He loves his own and chastens his own. uncomfortable as it may be, the Lord attempts through correction to change our behavior. It has been said this way, the Lord loves you so much, He'll accept you as you are, but He loves you even more to not allow us to stay as we are. We today should adhere to the loving correction of the Lord, as Jeremiah gave the example to the children of Israel when he admonished them, saying, "Serve the king of Babylon and live."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.